Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, world? How are you? I hope everyone had a very productive week. It is the beginning of a new week. I am super excited for everything that this week has to offer. I had an amazing week, and I'm sure you guys did too, and my co-host. Let me welcome in my awesome sauce man with the plan co-host, Mo Benz. What's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, people? Hello, world. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Miss Lovely Black, about to do another one. You know what I'm saying? Sunday, we keeping it sexy. Real talk. You know, let's get to it.
Yes. How was your week, man?
My week was cool. It was productive. You know what I'm saying? I had to just get back on my real estate game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I seen your little interior decorated.
Got to get back out here. Yeah, got to get back out here and grind. You know what I'm saying? You got to stir up the waters to catch a fish. So, you know, that was it. I mean, it's just, you know, I kind of, my focus has been on that this past week. But, yeah, you know, just enjoying the summer, NY City, you know, just that's it, you know. How was your week?
All right. Man, amazing. I got a lot of things done. It's been amazing. I've been focused. So I ended my celibacy run today.
Whoa.
The official. Not yet.
Okay.
Next Sunday I have a story. But my celibacy run is over today. Yes.
Okay.
So now, you know, I'm like, it's back to normal, but it's really not back to normal because, you know, I don't see myself being the same person that I was before now. You know, you just think different. You move different. And, you know, you don't really, you know, the same thing just annoys me. Like, I went through my phone and I deleted everybody's number out of my phone. One, because I really don't talk to anybody. I'm in my own zone. But then, like, somebody will say, out of the blue, hey, stranger, don't hey, stranger me. Because apparently, if you have my number, we ain't talk, then it's, you know, keep moving.
Yeah.
And somebody hit me out of the blue today, and he was like, hey, send me some pictures. I hate that. That is so annoying. So, like,
send me some
pictures. Like, I'm a little girl.
Get you in jail or
like,
something?
Like, send me some pictures. How do you just come out of nowhere and say, but we haven't talked in God knows how long. So, yeah, my mind has shifted. And, you know, spiritually, you know, I'm in a different place. And, you know, I start my walk on, you know what I'm saying, on that phase at the end of the week. And it'll probably take me a couple of weeks before it's all done, but I'm excited about that portion of it. So it's just been like, you know what? Hey, why think about the things that stress you out? Because that's going to release poisons in your body. Just think positive.
Man.
You got a bill due.
True.
Guess what? Why are you going to sweat that you got this bill due? If you can't pay it, then what they going to do? Turn it off? They turn it off. Okay, figure out a way around it. Like, we got to stop stressing about the things that don't mean anything to us, the things that don't matter to us, and the things that may matter to us, but we can't change. And we got to start living life, you know, positive, and that takes one day at a time, because it's rechanging. You're reteaching yourself how to do things over again. And so this 11 months, I've been retraining my thought process. Not to say that the things that I learned growing up was wrong, but there's a different way to do them. It's a different way to look at things. And
that's
what I've adapted over the 11 months. So it's been a good run. I feel great. I feel great. I feel awesome.
That's good. That's good. I can hear it.
I feel awesome.
I can hear it.
So,
I can hear the great.
So, right. Like, you know, it's going to be better from here. And that thought process is just, you know, I shocked myself. When people call to have conversations with me, I'd be like, dang, I really grew. You know, if you ever hear yourself talking and you know how you would answer something before and then you answer it mature, you'd be like, I didn't think I was saying it wrong then, but to see that you look at it in a completely different view now, it's like, oh, look at there, all grown up and things now.
And it's just so funny too, like, you know, when certain people just don't understand you because you're just on a different level. Like, I mean, not to say or whatever, but, you know, you might be – because, you know, like, I feel where you're coming from, you know, and a lot of times, too, like, I'm just seeing things from a total different angle. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I might have a whole debate on certain things, but, you know, and they still see it from a different angle. And like I said, not that I'm just going to just always think I'm right on certain things, but – you know, I'm just seeing things for, you know, just a different angle. So once you get to that level of understanding with yourself, you know, you don't even let it get to you if somebody doesn't understand. You're just like, all right, well, maybe I'm over your head now, but, you know, pretty soon maybe, you know, we can connect on that level. So I totally get that. Straight up.
Right. And it's so amazing. So I've been seeing the photos, and like if people started following me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, you see that I'm
keeping my flow, keeping my momentum. I'm trying to, you know, just bring light, bring positive words of encouragement, and just show people my growth as to where I am right now. But why don't you tell the people, and I'm going to sit back quiet for a moment, but I want you to tell the people, because I absolutely love the pictures that you were posting, what it is about, what it is that you're doing with your interior decorating, you know, how they can link you, how they can find your pictures and stuff like that. I was like, I need him in my house. So, you know, what motivated you for that portion? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So interior decorating is something that I kind of like stumble upon or whatever. My mother was really into that, you know, when she was, you know, younger or whatever. And, you know, as a youngster, I just didn't even understand it. And then it's just funny how, like, when you mature and you just get older, that you take on certain things of your parents that you didn't even realize, you know? So it's kind of like always been a passion of mine. Like, it's just comfort living. And I really want to, you know, voice to the people the less is more, because I'm seeing an epidemic somewhat in the Black community, you know what I'm saying, as far as like hoarding things, because, you know, it's like a whole new generation now. So I think the millennial generation is kind of taking effect, you know, and, you know, things are digital now, so things that you used to collect before is no longer needed. But, you know, a lot of our parents' generation, they come from, or, you know, even maybe in my generation now, they come from a, like, you know, being like a consumer and just buying things and stuff like that. So a lot of times your house just gets, you can't even recognize the beauty of your home because you got so much stuff there. So like me, I'm really trying to showcase how, you know, you can have a really nice place and not even realize it. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is like less is more. So yeah, I am really into interior decorating, and, you know, I have a place where I do my interior decorating. I don't really want to put it out there like that. But if you do want to get at me, if you're in the New York area and you want some advice on certain things, you can definitely DM me on Instagram, and I'll definitely get back to you. You can DM me on Twitter, and I can tell you where I do my business at in New York, and we can come and talk and have like a little consultation, and, you know, I can tell you what I can do for you. So that's that. And then it just goes hand in hand with real estate. And so, you know, shout outs to MySpace. You know, we just got a new building in Brooklyn that, you know, new luxury building. So got some 2-bedrooms, 1-bedrooms there. So like I said, find your Brooklyn. If you're looking to move to the New York area, especially Brooklyn, definitely get at me, DM me. You know, I can get you in a nice spot. You know what I'm saying? So, so that's where that comes from. So, like I said, basically less is more. Just understand, you know, just your place, and like, you know, like don't overcrowd it with certain things, especially things that you don't need, because that's a lot of dead weight. So right now I'm in the process myself of just kind of redoing my apartment. So that's what's been taking a lot of my focus lately. Because, you know, me and my wife are just getting on some terms, and we just get rid of a lot of dead weight, you know, so a lot of just stuff that, you know, accumulated through the years that we just don't need, we're just getting rid of it, and just freeing up space, you know what I mean, and that's just freeing up new energy, getting rid of that old energy. So anything that doesn't serve you, my advice is to get rid of it, because I just see like an older person as they get older, and they can't even maneuver in their home the way they should be, because they get so consumed with certain things that they think they need that they really don't. So that's my whole, you know, my whole point of view on that. So definitely get at me, though. I can definitely get you right. I can give you some advice. Yeah, DM.
Yeah.
So as the more and more, you know, I get it out, get my business going, the more and more I really want to focus on that, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about working for yourself and coming up with different ways to income. So, yeah, that's definitely something that I got a passion for. So, yeah, all
right. Right, right. I like the pictures. Thank you for all of that information. Keep up the good work. You'll get there. You know, nothing beats a failure but a try. So, kudos to you on that one.
Yes.
You got to work with me. Okay. So why don't you tell the people
what the topic is tonight.
So, all right. So here's the topic for tonight. So it is. Thanks to the real Miss Lovely Black for this this topic. All right. So here we go. Yes. If a man allows his woman to toss his, I'm gonna make this a two-part thing because one I'm with, second one I'm not. So I give you my point of view. I'd like to get her point of view. But so first off, the first part is if a man allows his woman to toss his salad / rim job, is he gay? I'm going to say no, but don't be getting all crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be throwing your legs up and all this feminine type shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be masculine when it comes to it. You know what I'm saying? Let her know that she pleases. Don't be getting all like, because I know some women probably like, look at they do. Like, hold on. You like getting on all fours and like telling me to come up from behind you and you throwing your legs up like a female. Like, nah, hell no. Don't be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Do it the right way. That shit feels lovely. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even going. And shout out to, funny story too. I always give props to other people that's doing it, you know, because, you know, each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? I'm still even though we have our podcast, I'm still a fan of other podcasts. So this last week, I got a chance to Drink Champs and Faith Evans, she's on Drink Champs. So, you know, shout out to Bad Boy, B.I.G., Little C, Little Kim, that whole movement. But anyway, so Faith was on Drink Champs, and Nori had asked her a question. He was like, yo, Little C, I'm going to need you to cover your ears. And then so Nori asked Faith, he was like, yo, did he ever, lick ass? Is that what he, you know, do he like to do that? So Faith, I always liked Faith, shout out to her. She kept it all the way 100. She was like, yeah. But she was like, and I licked his too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? But if you get a chance to listen to that interview, it was a great interview. So, yeah, I mean, that's how I feel with that when it comes to that. Now, the second part to that is if a man allows his woman to use a strap-on or his finger, is it gay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, that's to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I'm not judging nobody who's into that shit, but me personally, like I said this before, when we touched on this topic before, like that's if you're getting all into that, I think you just it's coming, or you did it, or it's coming. You like basically practicing for like a whole sexual situation. So that's just where I feel about that. So I mean, look, I ain't knocking it. That's what you into. Don't let me judge you and stop your fun. But that's where I draw the line. Like hell no. Like the tongue is one thing. A finger or a strap on, hell no. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because like I said, to me, that's giving up your manhood, and I'm definitely not with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my manhood is strong. So
but even if it's with a woman, though?
Of course. What do you mean? That's my whole point. To me, hell no. Like, look, I'm just saying, this is me personally, so don't let me crush your dream. If that's what you like, fantasizing about, if you're listening around here, do what makes you happy. I'm not trying to, you know, stop you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just,
I'm going to start out PG, right? Because I have some underage ears around me for about another 7 minutes. And so when I get them out of the
car, we can get triple X. Okay.
So what I'm going to say is, to the first part, since you split the question up. First of all, to all of it. Mm-hmm. Listen, if we are different in every way, if this person may like steak and then this person may not eat steak, if this person may like chicken fried and this person may like chicken smothered, that's your prerogative, right? And so we don't sit and say, you one way because you like something different than I am, right? Than I do.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's going to be, you know, a certain group of people that like it fried, and it's going to be a certain group of people that like it smothered. So the first thing that I want to say is that we are all who we are. And you should not anyone from what they like, no matter
True.
What it is that they like.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
We should not judge a person only
yeah,
when they're being reckless, like how, you know, the brothers don't tell and they cross-reference, you know, with both of them. They deal with both and they don't tell, and then you're putting somebody's life in danger. At that point, I have a problem. But outside of that, I have no problem with a man, you know, being a man, enjoying what you enjoy, because that's your life, and you enjoy what you enjoy. I said to myself, I don't ever want to be the person, because being in the industry, I've met a lot of people. And meeting these people,
you
know, you would hear stories like, yeah, I can't share this idea that I have with my wife because she may look at me different. And a lot of people are living double lives because they're not with their soulmate. They're with who they fell in love with at the moment. When you're with your soulmate, there's nothing that you can't share with that person, because that person loves you for who you are. I don't care if you went and did the ultimate crime. That person that loves you is going to be there and it's going to ride with you. So I think that's an issue that a lot of people are not with their soulmate. They're just with who they fell in love with for the moment. But for the first part, I'm game. I'm game for the second part, too. But if a guy is into the second portion of this question, then I prefer you to tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it 100 with me. I'm not going to say, you know, no, you know, I don't want to deal with him, but just keep it 100. That's all I'm saying. What you think?
Yeah. I think they should keep it 100. And like I said, it's probably, like I said, I'm not into it, but I'm sure it is a lot of guys. And they very well may be straight. They just maybe get down like this with their wife or that one female to you know what I'm saying, to just take them to that level. I just think, me personally, I just think it's a you kind of – I mean, unless you really want to go that way, I think you kind of playing with fire. And what I mean by that is just how a man can turn a woman out and get her – you know what I'm saying? Get her all aroused and get her – now she into females and she into all this other stuff. The same thing can happen for a guy. You know what I'm saying? So if a guy get into that and we get with a, especially if you get with a Miss Lovely Black, that's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking it. Don't get me wrong, but I see you a strong female. I can see how that could turn a guy out. And to me, you just see it. And like I said, I study science so much now. Like, you know, I'm just studying birds and plants. It sounds a little, you know, far-fetched to a lot of people, but I'm kind of looking beneath the surface. So what I mean by that, when I say I study science, is if the second part of the question, if you get into that and you, whatever, and what I said about your manhood, I really believe it, because if you ever notice a person who becomes, and most, and maybe it's some that still stay masculine, but for the most part, when a man starts experiencing certain things like that, you just see those feminine traits start to take place. You know what I'm saying? It's a reason why you see guys, and all of a sudden now their voice changes. You know what I'm saying? It's not a coincidence that a lot of gay guys sound exactly the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that feminine taking over. That man being lost. And that's why you get that kind of lisp, and now you start walking a different way, because a man isn't made to, you know what I'm saying? And that's not that. So once you start messing with that, you're going to take on some of them feminine traits. That's just how it is. So that's, you know, so that's my two cents on that part. You know, so.
Man, listen. I cannot tell you how right you are. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Now, for me, like, I don't mind, but what you said was 100% correct. Just like women, you can get, you know, turned out, and normally that's what it is, right? Because just like, you know, when a person does drugs, they chase the feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling
sure.
is so amazing, and they chase the feeling, and that can open up into a whole nother can of worms. Now, like I said before,
true.
I would never date a person that likes the second portion of this question because, mm-hmm. and the second, tell them what the second portion of the question is so I don't keep saying that.
Okay. All right. If a man, the second part of the question, of the topic, if a man if a man allows his woman, and I added the second part, that's just, yeah. So if a man allows his woman to be single or strapping anally, is it gay?
Right.
That's it.
So I couldn't marry anybody like that, though. And the reason is because I have kids and I have all boys, and you know, that'll be in my mind. You know what I'm saying? We got to share that same household. And you know, when that monkey is on your back, you don't really care where it come from. And you know, I have it set up where, you know, that's my number one goal, is to make sure that they're okay. So I wouldn't marry anybody like that. And I'm really good at peeping out, you know, that situation. Now, on the first part, man, hands down, that's a part of having fun.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
It's a part of
that's a part
doing
of oral
things
sex to me,
and,
course,
and, you know.
That's a whole part of that. You know what I'm saying? Word up. Hell yeah.
I cannot with you. I cannot do this with you. Listen, but you can't, and Mo Ben says that because he's married. So, you know, I don't want you to think that he's saying, yeah, you should do that to everybody. One, you can't do that to everybody.
That
you
is
you that has to be more selective than the people you let meet your mama. Like, you have to be really selective when it comes to that portion of what he is saying, because it's, you know, you can end up with a list too. That's a part of what we're doing, and in a couple of days we be
careful.
Talking about. I don't know what happened. I just my tongue was private. You know, you like, you got bumps on your tongue.
Shit,
you know, you got to be mindful about.
That's true.
You got to be mindful about what it is that you're doing, you know, and who you're doing it with. And a lot of people aren't. But I see men, and what we were told, when you start seeing those men talking about child and all of that, you know, they say that's a female mechanism. That's what they say. But I don't think that is a female mechanism, because, like you said, once they start venturing on that side of the board, then it starts to come out of them, and they don't even know it. You know, they thinking that they hide it. You know, I've had people like, oh, yeah, no, never. And then when it came down to it, you know, you with it, you know, and you wonder, like, bro, I already see it. So it's just about who he's comfortable with, you know, how much he's going to open up with them.
Very true.
But I mean, I'm for it. Like, I'm for it all. But you know, I am. Trust and believe you me. I put a post on my page, and the post was talking about pineapple pizzas. Did you see that post?
Okay. No, I don't know if I saw that. I don't know if I saw that one. That was on Instagram.
IG.
I'm gonna check it. Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna check
go
it out.
Go look at
now.
It and
pull
read
me
that
off.
Post about.
Okay.
No, you gotta go read it.
Wait,
about pineapple.
Like, oh,
pineapple pizza.
Tell me. You know what I'm saying? Just pull me on. Put the listeners on. I'm checking though. But put the listeners on real quick.
I'm gonna put them on in 2 minutes. I got
two minutes left. Well, I know what pineapple is. You know what I'm saying? I know. I haven't read.
You got to read the post. You can't. Dissect it. Don't even think.
Okay.
You got to read the post.
So we just gonna put that on pause. I'm gonna let you kind of break that down in the next 2 minutes. But you know.
No, I mean, you can read it. You'll know what it say when you read it because you're going to bust out laughing. You're going to know what it means when you read it.
Okay. You know, like with me, though, I want my listeners to keep be captivated. I'm searching for that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some awkward silence.
Yeah, no, I'm here. It's like the second post on the page.
Well, look.
Keep it
captivated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep it entertained real quick. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick, all
right?
So go ahead.
Talk about
like a current event or something like that.
Understand that.
You see.
Understand that nothing should be off limits with your mate. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing at all. And as long as you know that, then you're going to get out of that Becky phase. What are we doing? You're going to get out of that phase because nothing is off limits with the person that you care about. And sometimes you may have to introduce certain things to him. And that doesn't make, you know, you seem a different...
I just read it. Yeah,
when you stop worrying about what people think about us, then you will start to open up, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I just read it. Yeah, pineapple doesn't go in pieces, just like tongues go in, you know what I'm saying, other places. Yeah. Everybody more sophisticated, yeah. Amen to that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not for everybody. But
right.
Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, to me, it's just orally, it just all goes together. But once again, like you said, you know what I'm saying?
Tell your daddy to come back too.
Don't be doing too much with it.
What's that? I'm coming.
So that's definitely what's up. So
here,
this is Real Talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. A couple things I was just like checking for in the news that's going on right now. You know, I'm a sports guy. So shout out to the Hall of Fame, shout out to football and all that. We got Randy Moss going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's the second best wide receiver after my man Jerry Rice. Shout out to Ray Lewis, one of my favorite defensive players of all time, Baltimore Ravens. And T.O., you know what I'm saying? T.O., shout out to T.O., but T.O. won't be coming to the Hall of Fame inductee because he's got some issues.
All right.
He's got some issues. You know, he doesn't feel like he should be a second ballot Hall of Famer, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to, like, kind of not be there, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be interesting. But the reason why I say that is because also shout out to the Urban X Awards. And they got three different nominees that I think is should be nominated for the Urban X Hall of Fame. And, you know, for the people out there, Urban X Awards is, you know, for us, you know what I'm saying, as black folks, you know what I'm saying? As because the AVN is so white, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm talking about is like the adult entertainment award shows. So the Urban X Awards, I just found out that you're going to have Naomi Banks, LT, who I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show, and Evan Stone all being inducted into the Urban X Awards. So that should be cool, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that movement. Yeah, and
okay. So now that the kid is out the car,
okay, here we go.
Listen,
we're going from PG.
Now that the kid is out the car, so I was, I couldn't say no, but I'm not home. Yes. I'm actually like an hour away from my house. So
okay, so multitasking.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Man, listen, ladies, if you still saying to licking his ass. Listen, if you sucking his dick good, if you sucking his dick real good like you supposed to, you gonna lick the balls and you gonna touch the tank. You gonna hit that tank underneath them balls because your tongue should be everywhere. How you licking balls with your tongue barely out, licking it with the tip of your tongue? You like that, daddy? No, bitch, get your childish ass up. You know what I'm saying? If you doing what you supposed to be doing, bitch, you gonna hit it because it is what it is. It's like if a man eating your pussy, you gonna hit it. You know what I'm saying? So we grown.
And I hear women talking about queens, and I'm a queen, and I'm this, and I'm that. Let me tell you something. My mama raised me probably better than most motherfucking people. You understand me? My mom definitely raised me to be a queen. Definitely raised me to do the right thing. That's why I finished high school, and I didn't have a child till after I got done. That's why, you know, I got into the medical field. That's why, you know, I got my certification in financial services. That's why I have a business administration degree, because my mom, because of how my mom raised me and everything that she did to make sure that I was the woman that she needed me to be. You know what I'm saying? So that had nothing to do with it. But as I got older, I realized that I was really a freak.
Nice. You too, though. I'll tell you.
I don't like plain Jane sex.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like what next? What's next? Listen, I feel like you shouldn't touch the dick if you're not finna suck the dick. And then when you get from that point, then it's like, if you suck in the dick, then you should make sure that he is 100% satisfied. He may not be into it. You may bring him into it. Now, with a scrap on situation, I'll fuck the shit out of somebody, you know, that I know.
I was waiting
he ain't going to be my man.
Look how you just said that, too. Like, dude, like, yo. Say that again. What you say you'll do? What you say you'll do?
I'll fuck the shit out of somebody, but he ain't going to be my man.
So, if you a dude,
no.
Some female is saying that, yo, masculinity is gone. I'm sorry. That's just
Listen,
me, you know what I'm saying? Like, boom, that's gone.
I will not be able to respect you.
You're going to be turned out.
I will not be able to respect you knowing that I just had your motherfucking ass on all fours. I won't.
Banging you the fuck out. Like, come on, my G. Come on, my G.
I just
like,
fucked the shit out of you. Shut the fuck up. You don't run shit.
She took your manhood, son. That's it.
What?
So, yeah, that's why I can't get with that second portion at all. So,
okay.
Yeah.
They're killing me.
See. But, yeah, you know, so that's how we keep it raw and uncut. You see how we went from PG to triple X back to PG. that's how we do. But we're going to turn this out.
Let me let it. Yeah, like, there's no way in hell that I'm going to sit down and be like, it have been niggas that I done had a toy. I got a video on my phone, and I said to my homegirl, and this man looked hard as all outdoors. Man, I got the toy. I put the rubber on and tied the rubber at the bottom, and I'm fucking the shit out of his asshole, and he got his legs up in there. And, you know, I took him up through there. How he wanted to be taken up through there. And then after that, that man blew.
What happened? Say that again. Hold on. You went out.
He blew my phone up for like 6 months, talking about, let's spend some time together. And why you won't answer my phone calls? Nigga, we can't do nothing. Dude, I had you had your legs behind your head, dog.
Oh,
I'm good.
God. Oh, she did it. She got her rocks off. She on to the next one. Got this clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, book is over.
No, I mean, I'll fuck him in the ass again, but he was on some let's hang out and chill
again.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, like let's hang out and chill and let's go somewhere. We can't go nowhere. What if somebody else that fucked you in the ass see me out with you? And she don't know that I'm fucking you in the ass. And she looking at me like, ooh, that bitch so dumb. I fucked him in the ass. No, we can't go to work.
That's what I'm talking about. You keep it all the way 100. Yo, that's what's up. Yeah, no, this is a story. You know what I'm saying? So look, to the listeners out there, so this is Pandora's box for that second part of the question. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Just know that.
I don't judge you for what you're doing, but I won't respect you.
There we go. So that's it. That's it right there. Yeah, so that's how
I mean licking your ass, giving a rim job, that shit is good. That feel good. You know, that's
true.
Taking him to the next level.
True.
Now, when you start holding shit in your ass, that's a whole other problem.
True. That's where you gotta draw the line, fellas. True. So, you know, any good head doctor, you know what I'm saying? She got that good head. She gonna boom. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna come with the territory. When she think you're like, damn, okay, that's what I'm talking about. And that's when you.
But tell them.
You, what's up? Go ahead.
Tell them how to draw the line though. Like this is a conversation. So
tell them
how to draw the line. What do they do if somebody just stick their finger in there? But I let
nah,
them know.
Nah. First off, that's just gotta. That's just disrespectful for me. That's just you totally. Nah, I'm gonna have to. We gonna have a problem. Just know. Stop the record. Hold up. Nah, get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Like that ain't happening at all for me. So, but I'm gonna take you through it. You know what I'm saying? So like. Most females, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, you grown now. You know what I'm saying? I told you the story of, like, Faith and Biggie or whatever. Like, I just thought that was a cool entry into this topic. But, you know, for me personally, like I said, you know, you with your significant other or whoever, and she, you know, going down, giving that head action, and it just happens. You know, it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I said, still, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, to keep it masculine, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she doing that thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you just, especially like if you like on a sofa or something like that and it just comes out, you know what I'm saying? You know how the oral sex happens, you know what I'm saying? From that point, when she's just going all down and bam, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's up? But after that, so, you know, she might be doing her job and, you know what I'm saying, getting all down. You know, I'm trying to keep it classy, but, you know, she getting all down, licking wherever, you know, licking the balls and all that. You know what I'm saying? And she go down there, blah, 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 boom. Then after that, you should be ready to, like, all right, now, we turn over. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that from the – and you just go in and do your job. You know what I'm saying? That's all that is pregame. You know what I'm saying? It's just pregaming. To you pounding that out, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So I love it when a female, just especially it's like a female you never would have thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh my gosh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because most females is with the shit. You know, so I'm gonna be honest with you. You just gotta bring it out of them. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. And you know, it could be reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it could be reciprocated on my end, but you know, I just gotta make sure she like on point with that. Cleanliness is definitely major key with any type of situation with that. You know what I'm saying? And I know I keep myself clean. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, it's the pregame to that. And then after that, you ready to just bang something out. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. That's, I mean, like I said, I have no issues with that at all. But like I said, once again, keep it masculine. Don't be... She gonna look at you suspect. You know what I'm saying? You getting all, like I said, all
But
nah,
here's the question: is it a red flag if the guy always want to have anal sex? If he always want to have anal sex, is that a red flag?
Okay, that's a very good question. I don't think so. Well, it all depends on the female. You know what I'm saying? Because every female is not, some females is not meant for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some females is not meant for that. I know that from just experience. Some females, that shit just slide in there just like you in the other one. You know what I'm saying? And certain females, it just, even if you try it, it's just not working. It's just uncomfortable for her, and it's going to be uncomfortable for you because it's just not a smooth sexual transition with it. But some women like that. Getting that back banged out, but if you just always wanted to, like, it should be a mixture. You know what I'm saying? Because you know the other part should definitely be flowing. You know what I'm saying? If that part is flowing, the other part should definitely be flowing. So it should be like, all right, let me get this thing now. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, I don't see why. Yeah, it would be a red flag if, you know what I'm saying, like, if he always want to do that, but don't want to do the other hole. Then I'm just like, I'm wondering, like, but. You know what I'm saying? If she a three-way, put it like that, and everything's a go, then you just going to have, you know, y'all going to have fun all three ways, you know what I'm saying, with her, like, she's a three-way, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the three-way women, you know what I'm saying? Orally, sexually, anally, you know what I'm saying? Three world women out there is like, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up.
Hey.
So, yeah.
The thing is that, anal sex
is all day. What's up?
It's only good with certain people because
True.
Everybody don't know how to do it.
True.
Everybody
exactly
don't have that in them.
True.
But if
True.
He always want anal sex for me, I'm backing up.
You're like, hold up. Yeah. It's true. I get it. And it's funny too. Shout out to she's not active anymore. It was this porn star, adult entertainer. I think her name was Aurora Jolie. And her whole thing was anal. I don't think she ever had sex on camera in a vaginal area. Her whole thing was anal. I just thought that was just weird. I think, you know what I'm saying? She just wouldn't let that. All her scenes was just all, I don't know if you're up on her, but all her scenes was all anal. You know what I'm saying? It's never had sex on camera, in the vaginal area. So, you know, certain women is just with the shits. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think that's kind of weird too. Like, what the fuck? Like, you just want to have anal sex? You're a female? You don't want to have regular sex? It's interesting. But, you know, like I said, to each his own. I mean, this is definitely an adult topic. It's a topic that goes on in different, you know, I guess households or whatever. So, you know, we just bringing it to you live and uncut. But, yeah, that's the situation. But shout out to the three-way women out there, like I said. And it's a maturity factor, too, because, you know, when women get mature and they done been in some certain relationships and they done opened it up, you know what I'm saying, that they know how to work it. Because I know a lot of women, too, they got to prep for that. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to just be ready to just let you bang it out. You know what I'm saying? They want to make sure everything is legit with that. So, you know, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's that. So, very interesting topic. Couple things, too. I just wanted to kind of switch lanes. We'll get back on that. But a couple things that I was just thinking about that's been in the news a little bit. And, you know, just shout out to the adult film stars. One of the things that kind of I was like, you know, because I always keep my ear, like, what would be interesting to kind of talk about, you know what I'm saying, this adult related. And like I said, you know, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my man Jimmy G. Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'm going to explain it. So Jimmy Garoppolo is the backup, and it's all about to be football season, so it's all relevant. But Jimmy Garoppolo is the backup quarterback for Tom Brady. He was the backup quarterback, but was traded to San Francisco. And, you know, I think he's a good prospect, you know what I'm saying? So I think he's going to be good. He got a big-time contract. He's a franchise QB. And, you know, he's in San Francisco. He's living his best life now. But he caught some flack. Because, I guess, you know, he's in L.A., at a popular spot in L.A., you know what I'm saying? He was caught with an adult actress, you know what I'm saying, on a date. And he was chilling. You know what I'm saying? I think the adult actress is
everything.
Kiara.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Kiara. So I'm not up with it, because I'm going to be honest. When it comes to adult entertainment, I'm all black. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got to be black or mixed with something black and something. You know what I'm saying? So if this is an all-white thing, I probably don't know who she was. I don't know who she was. But apparently she's got a following because as soon as he was spotted and all of a sudden it came out, and then, like I said, you know, all types of people like, oh, he's QB and Heisey with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, back up. Like,
back in business.
See who you want. Yeah, that's his business. You know what I'm thinking? You know, and I was, shout out to Colin Cowherd. You know what I'm saying? I like his show. But he was going all in. But I think, you know, as a fellow radio guy, you know what I'm saying? I think he was just trying to just wanted to have a reason to talk about it. So he had to take a stance. Like, nah, I don't think he should have did it. It wasn't a good look. Just to get people to talk about it. So, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting. And I didn't check it for him. You know what I'm saying? I thought he had, like, you know, some potential, but now he's got his name. It's going to be interesting to see what my man Jimmy G does for the San Francisco 49ers. You know what I'm saying? Because so all the spotlight is going to be on him. So if he wins, he's going to be the man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will be like, damn, I got to give me a porn star too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he you know, he's doing his thing. But if he loses, then they're going to try to put that in
his face.
Well,
here's the thing. Here's the thing about Here's the thing about that. It just all depends on who takes your picture.
who take your picture.
It
okay, go
who
ahead.
Gets your picture.
Yeah, elaborate on that.
For the most part, that's all they do out there. They be at the Playboy Mansion and they be with porn stars.
That's not taboo to us.
But if the wrong person take your picture, it can be taboo.
Got you. And that's apparently what happened to him. But, you know, I think he was just – and I just respect him more. I just like, yo, keep it 100. That's what he like. You know what I'm saying? Young dude doing his thing. Hey, why not? You know what I'm saying? You know, as long as he performs on Sundays, that shouldn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? So that just get back to my whole thing that I was talking about, I think, a couple of weeks ago. When I was talking about the slut shaming and all of that. Like, when people just started to, like, try to frown upon somebody else, like, but then – and I hate to, because it's two different things, but I hate to kind of make it, like, similar. But, you know, it just gets me how, like, homosexuality. And I don't want to be a person that's just thinking, like I'm a homophobe or I got something against homosexuals or nothing like that. I don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's got you happy, that's that. I got, you know, like, my wife's cousin, you know, became, like, a cool friend of mine or whatever. And he's homosexual. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm just saying is I have no qualms against homosexuals. Like, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But in this culture, in the American culture, it's just crazy how, like, that's so, you know, it's so put out there. But if somebody want to date a porn star, then it's like, oh, it's the end of the world. Like, what the hell? Like, what type of, where's the balance? So, you know, any topic like that, when I see it, I'm definitely going to go hard and be like, nah, man, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's him. You know what I'm saying? He's not bothering nobody or doing that. And, you know, and granted, like, you know, just listen to, like, the you know, certain things come from different ways now. You know, he was like, oh, but what if he was a principal of a school or this and that? And I'm just like, okay, you know, when there's kids and stuff like that, of course, you don't want to have, like we were just talking here, perfect example on the show. Earlier in the show, you had your little man with you. And, of course, you're going to keep it PG, you know what I'm saying, because his ears aren't ready for that. So, yeah, when it's kids and stuff like that, you know, that's two things that's got to be totally separate. The dude's a football player, you know what I'm saying? Dude's playing a game that's, you know what I'm saying, a game, you know what I'm saying, and getting paid massive bucks for a game. So at the end of the day, like, if he wants to do that, like, so be it. That's not, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was an interesting topic. So shout out to Jimmy G. You're on my radar now. I'm checking for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm going to see what you do. So that's one thing. And while I'm on the subject of just adult, because I'm just seeing how, like, the adult film culture is kind of transcending into main culture slowly but surely. Like, this is one topic. Another example is shout out to Drake. You know what I'm saying? We haven't touched base on this. I don't think we talked about this topic yet. But you know, Drake had his thing with Pusha T. Shout out to, you know, like I said, this last June was just a great month of just rap music. You know what I'm saying? Great music. Pusha T dropped a great album produced by Kanye. Shout out to Drake. I love the Scorpion albums. Dope. But, you know, before Drake dropped his album, there was some controversy with him and Pusha T. When Pusha T kind of exposed Drake. And he didn't really expose him for being a porn star. I guess he exposed him for, you know, not talking about his kid, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, so Drake supposedly has a baby, well, I guess it's been proven now, that his baby mother is a porn star. Her name is Sophie Boussoux or something like that. I can't pronounce it because she's French. So she's a former French porn star. I never seen who she was. But shout outs to, I'm just giving all types of shout outs here. I want to get these people that I'm shouting out on the show. Slowly but surely, you know what I'm saying, as we progress. But shout out, I'm gonna throw a name out here who's a great personality in the adult industry. I wasn't a big fan of her as far as a performer, but as a personality, she's great. But her name is Simone Taylor XXX. Simone Taylor XXX, you know what I'm saying? She's a great follow. I think she's from LA. She keep it 100, you know what I'm saying? I've been, like, kind of following her for a minute. But anyway, she posted, retweeted a picture of Drake's supposedly baby mother. So if you want to see what Drake's baby mother looked like,
if you go to her page, she's got a retweet of that. But yo, I can't even front, man. She's bad. You know what I'm saying? As far as like body wise, like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So just thought that was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, Drake, you know, his he's got a baby mother by an adult film actress, and like, we get to the point where it's just not so taboo and so like, oh, this is so crazy, such a big news. You know, like, just how homosexuality is accepted. People, you know, if you're gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's an adult actress and that's what she did, as long as she's not hurting nobody or doing nothing, no pedophile type stuff going on, then why are we shaming? And especially like when somebody transitions into something else, it's all entertainment. So at the end of the day, you know, it's legal. She getting that money, you know, like, so, you know, I just wanted to not just be such a, oh, crazy topic. But so shout out to Drake, you know, him and his, you know, they got a kid together. Now he's, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So she did that. And he's, you know, they got a kid that they're raising together. And so that's just another example. And then the last example is President Trump. Of course, I would have to. As soon as I say his name, it's such a, what's the word I'm looking for? A controversial name, you know what I'm saying? So you say Trump, and then everybody's got an opinion, you know what I'm saying? But to me, like I said, I've already voiced my opinion that I don't have a really big problem with Trump. And I know, and I'm not trying to convert nobody or whatever. I understand how people, you know, may see their, have their views, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that. But to me, when Trump, and it came out that he was dating Stormy Daniels, or not dating, or whatever. He had his episode with Stormy Daniels. I never heard of her or whatever. But another adult film actress, I kind of, you know, that just made him more real to me. You know what I'm saying? So people's all up and on. Oh, yeah, yeah. President Trump, Isaac, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. He's got a porn star. Like, yo, what's the big deal? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to see what that adult film star life is all about. You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, had a situation with that. You know, it's locker room talk. So that's that. That's my spill on that. So, yeah. So once again, this is Real Talk with the Miss Lovely Black, the real Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. You still there with me, right? Hello? You might be experiencing some difficulty. Hello? Hello.
Okay, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
The line kicked me off, and I kept hanging up on me. So I was like, no.
I'm like, hello, my ear. I'm just going on and on and on. All right, but yeah, I said what I had to say. So people out there, y'all heard me. You know what I'm saying? This is Mo Benz. This is what I do. It's my topic. So. Yeah. So what did you hear? Like, into what part did you hear before you got cut off?
I came in and you were talking about Trump. And I was like, whoa. And then I went back. You'll go off on a tangent fast. You'll be like,
I will. I'm gonna keep it interesting. Exactly. I'm gonna keep it going.
Yeah,
you
did. It was pretty.
But did you hear what I said about Drake? You hear that part?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, let me hit you. So, yeah, so I went on three different topics because, you know, it's three adult film stars that kind of made the news in recent months, and I was going at it. So, first,
but
you heard
the
whole
thing. Okay, that's what I was shedding light on that, right? Like, when
okay.
you are in the industry, you attract those type of men. See, when you can do a certain thing, you're going to attract a man with money. Not only are you going to attract a man with money, but you're going to attract other men too. But that's like, it's just, things are now just being so blown up and blown out of proportion online because regular people don't understand the life that we live. Regular people don't understand, you know, that we date. People are so judgmental, but yet they're the ones that's watching the porn, right? And then you're like, you know, she did this and he's dating her and, you know, that's not right. But what is a wholesome person? What is a wholesome woman? Because these women that's behind closed doors that's not doing anything, they got about three side dudes that they seeing and you don't know nothing about it. So like I tell people, you might as well have somebody that you understand and you know what it is that they're doing. And you know, and trust me, not every porn chick is ran through. Not every porn chick is ran through. There are some. It's a few. There are some that's not even ran through. But you know why you would want to get a chick that's out of the game, that has been there? Because she's been there and done that. She's going to appreciate you more because she know it ain't nothing out there. She done heard every lie there is to hear. She know, you know, people going to lie to get what they want. They're not genuine. You know, like, she understands what life is. And that's why men get with chicks like that. And a lot of times it just be the experience because they know a porn chick is going to be way more cleaner than the average chick. That's why Drake was, you know, diving off the cliff. Hey, she do porn. There's no way that she got anything. So, you know, you end up into a moment, but Drake likes curvy women. And she okay, but she really what he liked. And I'm pretty sure that that girl was doing something to make sure that she got pregnant from Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
It does happen, but I'm pretty sure she was definitely, you know, trying to trap him, and she succeeded. Some females just be happy to get a
trying to
get knocked up from anybody. You know what I'm saying? You trying to get to your money. I made sure, hands down, that that was not an issue that I had to deal with when I was in the game. There was, look, we can't go there because I got money to be made. And if you serious about your craft, she was looking to be saved. And she won. That's a nice check coming. You know how I feel about child support. You know, I got to deal with these folks now, but I hate it, you know. But sometimes we don't understand the lengths that people go through. They normal people just like you. They just do what you do behind closed doors on camera, and they get paid way more money than you do to do it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
You got people that and talking about what an actress does, but yeah, you know, this week, you sold. You done took two this night, one this night. Every night you got somebody there in your bed because women are emotional creatures and we want to have that feeling of love. And guess what? So if he can't come, you're going to call the next man to come and you're going to keep him in rotation. And you ain't getting tested not one time. So who's wrong? Who's right? Society has so much to say about so many people. That's why I don't put my situation out there like, okay, you know, this is who I got a kid from because he has a career. And I don't want to mix the two because even though I don't care, even though he don't care, he know where I was and where I am now, but still you don't, people don't see that. And people judge. And they can be in a worse situation than you are. So I'm giving you this from firsthand experience. Like, we have to kind of, you know, shelter them. Because if you go to California, you will see not only sports, you know, athletes, you're going to see movie actors and all, you know, they get all set and they call them a porn star or, you know, whoever over there. You know, look at Charlie Sheen. You know, this man had dumb money. You know, it happens. It's not that big of a deal. We as in the people make it a big deal when you're like, oh, that's what's happening. And, you know, men getting tired of falling for this I'm a good girl role, you know, because that's all it is. It's just a trick. I'm a good girl. But this good girl, what it is that you got to go through with her. And she's emotional. See, I'm an emotional being because I'm a woman, and I can't detach myself from that. But in hindsight, I can detach my emotions because of my previous job. I know how to detach myself. He gone. He coming back.
That's deep. That's real deep.
You know, you have to be able to detach yourself from... From what it is that people have going on. And you have to learn it. It's a gift that you end up getting, because if you don't, then you'll be bodied about everything that somebody does, and you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what's up. So that's how we do, you know, every Sunday, talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been some very interesting topics. This last, we got about, 25 minutes left in the show. So the last topic that I kept my ear to the street, I just think it's interesting. And I'm a fan, but at the same time, I'm just wondering, like, wow, like, turnout is kind of real, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I'm not judging or whatever, and I'm a fan. I just, you know, I'm interested to see this new DVD. So I'm going to break it down. So shout out to LT. Like I said, briefly, I was just talking about the Urban X Awards and how Naomi Banks is going to be going in as a nominee for the Hall of Fame, and Evan Stone, and then LT. So LT is a cool director. I want to get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can make that happen sooner than later. But shout out to LT. He's got a new movie coming out that he's directed. You know what I'm saying? And it's a female by the name of Bethany Benz. No relations, you know what I'm saying? But Bethany Benz, just to give a little background, her name was Caviar.
I love her.
And she was on, yeah, okay, all right, so you have, all right, so she was on For the Love of Ray J. You know what I'm saying? So, and I watched that show back in the day, and I remember she stood out, you know what I'm saying? She's Caviar, and she's like a black Russian, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to my old school G.I. Joe head, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody used to watch G.I. Joe, but she always reminded me of the Baroness. You know what I'm saying? The Baroness was like this fly ass. She was with Cobra, so she was like, yeah, G.I. Joe, and you had Cobra. So she was with Cobra, but the Baroness was just Russian. You know, she had black hair, you know what I'm saying? And she had that Russian accent, and she was just boss with it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like a black Russian, you don't see that too often. I think she's mixed with, you know, Nigerian and Ukrainian or something crazy, but it boils down to Russian, black Russian, right? So, and I remember watching this back in the day. It was like, you know, if I'm taking the listeners back a little bit, but anybody that kind of like followed that show kind of know what I'm talking about. But it was this dude named Chicago Larry, and Ray J was like, yeah, Chicago Larry, I know Chicago Larry, because he was always talking to a dude named Chicago Larry, right? And he like, yeah, you know, when I used to go to Chicago and I needed women for like a photo shoot or a video, he always had the girls. So I don't know if Chicago Larry was a pimp or whatever. But anyway, so after the show was over, and I don't think she didn't win the show, but she kind of stood out. Anyway, I was like, oh, it got announced. Oh, yeah, Caviar, former reality star. She's, you know, doing adult entertainment now. So, you know. And you can see, like, in her first couple of videos, you know, like, she kind of getting into it. But now, anyway, long story short, she's got a feature coming out on Elegant Angel, and it's called Bethany. And now she just with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Totally. And it's just like, wow. Like, she really, like, you know, I'm kind of checking for it. I want to see what it's all about. Because, you know, LT, I'm a big fan of him, like, directing. He's been in the game for a long time. And he's had other features. He had Naomi Banks, who did Hardcore, Skin Diamond. Another one,
right.
Cassidy. I don't think he directed that. But anyway, so she's got a joint coming out on Elegant Angel. It's going to be her first big feature. And, you know, she's got the DP, Gang Bang. So it's just going to be interesting to see, like, her growth or whatever, like, you know, in the adult entertainment, you know, just that she made that transition from reality star or reality, you know, person to this. And it's just interesting. I would love to get her on a show to just, you know, talk about her lifestyle in the industry. So I just thought that was interesting. You know, I'm going to keep the listeners posted, you know, I guess when the DVD drops or whatever, see if I can get LT on the show, see if I can get her on the show. But I just thought that's another kind of interesting topic, you know, that's about to come out. So I just want to see how it does and, you know, how, I guess, her career takes shape after this video. So, yeah.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
More and more people are starting to step out because they watered it down so much. It's crazy. And, you know, that there is life after the adult industry, you know? And, you know, finding your way is the hardest part. But once you, you know, an amazing situation. Like, we are people just like anybody else. But we're honest with ours. It's not a hiding thing. It's, you know, upfront and honesty. And most women are not honest because they want to seem a certain way. That's why they're judging the women in the adult industry and from the adult industry because they want to seem as though they are, you know, wholesome or they are what you're looking for. And those be like the roughest ones. You know, you have a woman that needs an emotional connection is worse than a woman in the adult industry because she is going to keep finding it. It's going to be people around her every night, and you know, definitely not the same person because she's single, you know, or her man is away or he's on the road, you know. That emotional connection is like drugs.
Yeah. That's deep.
It's amazing.
That's mad deep. That's deep. That's deep.
I mean, and it's just reality that, you know, a lot of people don't pay attention. They just go off of what everyone else says. But these people that have money, they understand how regular women come and try to trick you and play games. Some of them just want to have fun, and you don't have that with that woman because you don't see adult entertainers too much coming forth. You know, I think you had one set that day.
Go ahead.
They don't come forth and talk about what they're doing and who they're doing it with.
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting topic that you just brought up. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that I want to really, like, showcase a little bit. Not showcase a little bit, but because it's like an unwritten rule. And it just seems like that's like a code. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in the adult film industry, you know what I'm saying? You know you can just run it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, that was this person, that person.
Man,
you know, people that you know and will never think. You know what I'm saying? But it's like a code that, you know, a lot of these adult women, most of them just abide by because they know, like, nah, it's like a secret society. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to mess the game up. You know what I'm saying? Because this is how it gets down. You know what I'm saying? But you'd be surprised, like, some of the people you think you would never know. It's getting down.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tricking
because
all
that's
the time
not
me.
Like, it's
they don't
the
mess
society.
Money.
And you have some women that really make it and they seek attention and it really don't get anywhere. You know, my girl, Throwzilla, she put out the guy from the Dallas Cowboys, but she did that because, you know, he ran off with the money. And rightfully so. From situations like that, then, you know, that's what you do. But in general, you know, it's just what's understood need not be said type situation. You know, you don't – you'll get more by saying less. But now you got other chicks that's not black, like the girl Kat Stacks. One of the ugliest creatures I have ever seen in life.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel that.
But,
true.
You know, she was talking and running her mouth, and that's how she got her name because she was telling, and these men kept on seeing her, even after she was telling.
She's blackballed now. You don't know
like,
nothing about her now.
I'm like, these dudes got to be the dumbest creatures on earth to still mess with her, and you got a family at home knowing she's gonna talk and tell. You don't. But then that black girl do something like that, and then it's an issue. You know what I'm saying? So, I think just you know,
she wasn't, you know, poor.
Yeah, they
find
you. That's what I said. She wasn't even in the adult industry. She was just.
She was just a groupie. She was a groupie.
Right. She was just loose. She wasn't in the adult industry. That's how she was able to write the book. See, okay, once you deal with somebody and he know you cool, then it just, like, the word travels. You know what I'm saying?
Girl,
on the low.
Like she down.
So,
cool.
When they,
yeah,
they,
you can
they
trust
come.
Her.
And, yeah.
Can't trust nobody, but you can trust her to
and
a
it's
certain
a lucrative,
extent. Let me say it like that.
And it's a lucrative payday. So, first, they ain't gonna mess up their money for clout, because what is that, 15 minutes of fame when you could have, you know, couple years of balling. Like, why?
True. That's some game right there. You just really, that's what's up. That's some, you know, so everybody check game out there. That's real talk. And, you know, just getting on that too. And it's just, it's interesting though, like the stories that can come out that doesn't. And, you know, I touched upon this one adult entertainer named Simone Taylor. But like I said, I hadn't been on the Twitter in a minute. So I kind of like scrolled through a little bit. Because this is an interesting follow. But, you know, shout outs to Prodigy. You know what I'm saying? Prodigy from Mobb Deep. And she had talked about that in one of her tweets or whatever that, you know, I had sex with Prodigy. Like, he was like one of the first rappers I ever had sex with. You know what I'm saying? And it was, and then she, you know, went on it and it got retweeted and people were just talking about it. And it's just interesting. Like, I just think
I would expect more from her.
But he had passed.
He's very cool.
So now, yeah, but what I'm saying is he's passed. So now, I think if he was alive, she would have never said that. It's just the fact that, you know, unfortunately he passed away, and now she felt at liberty to be like, oh, yeah, I did have a connection with him at one point. You know what I'm saying?
But you didn't do that.
Okay, all right. Interesting. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know,
yeah, he was mad
like,
cool. That was R.I.P. to
okay,
him. He was mad cool, down to earth guy. I definitely knew him personally.
Okay.
But,
okay,
you know, just certain things, like, you know, at the man rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
Don't even put it out
really,
there. Okay.
Yeah, I would expect
okay,
more
even though he passed away and is now, like, you know, okay.
Yeah,
because right,
you let
right
him rest in peace. You know, I mean, you don't do that. It's just what it is.
Okay. All right, I can respect your opinion on that. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's interesting. It's very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right,
the book that can just come out. And what's interesting about it is because, you know, just to get back on what I was saying, is because how, like, in the mood you've seen it come out, like Jimmy G with this person, Drake, the president, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just goes to show you, like, all walks of life, you know what I'm saying? It goes hand in hand.
People with money are attracted to that. And so people don't understand why people stay in it as long as they do, because they ain't missing no meals, because Keisha and Kiki and Mary and all of them got something to say. They not missing no meals for that. They let them talk. Look, I'm getting money,
yeah,
so I don't care. You know, we were out here like, I got to take my whole paycheck and pay my rent. You know, and us at that time was like, okay, well, I'm about to be gone for 7 weeks from my house, so let me pay my rent up for 3 months because I might take a vacation after I get finished working. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow, that's dope.
It was a,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, who's you know what I'm saying? Like, when you really look, you know, you could be a moralist and get on your high horse, but, you know, when you really look at it, like, who's living? Who's really living? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
right. That's right. So I tell people, don't change your life based on what somebody else say. If you're living your life, live your life. Like, I mean, I was here. Whenever I came in town, I had a car service. It was no point in me getting a car in Georgia because you got to pay the insurance and you got to pay all of these unwanted bills when the car going to be sitting up somewhere, you know? And I was taking long trips, because I would have to go to California, I have to go to Miami, and you never know where I end up after I finish working. And you can be working, you go to California, you working for 2 weeks. So, you know, you're trying to get everything that you can get done in 2 weeks, and then it may roll over to 3 weeks, and then you may end up in New York instead of coming home. It was no point in me getting the car while I was in Atlanta because I wasn't situated in Atlanta when I was in the industry. So it
was traveling a lot.
So I used the car service. I spent a lot of money on the car service, but it just made much sense, you know. But when I was gone, I was paying my rent up for a couple months at a time. Who knows where I'm going to end up at. It was never okay, you need to go home, you know, because you got to do this and you got to do that. No, I made sure that the alarm bill was paid and I made sure that the rent was paid and, you know, that let that be that and you gone. So I think, you know, us being able to travel and make moves when we want to and not have to go and ask a boss for time out or, you know,
when you really look at
you know, building somebody else's dream, that's just not what it is. Like, you know,
who's
for
who's
me,
really
you know, this corporation and
we are opening up a store, another store here, and the next probably 30 days, probably a little bit less than that. And, you know, here's the thing. I was trying to do a work-from-home job, right? And I said, if I do a work-from-home job, that would be, like, the slack, that I take up the slack that I need. And when I tell you, I've been looking for a work-from-home job for months and months and months and months. And then when I, you know, I'm overqualified for most of it. And then when they hire me, they hire me, but they won't, they got a position that they want me to move to Colorado for. They want me to move to Detroit for. You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, you know, God, are you trying to tell me I need to relocate? You know, and I went through this process with a couple of companies, and I realized, I'm like, you know what? Maybe the sign is just that I need to start by focusing on my situation. Even though things can be, you know, hectic right now, if I just go ahead and, you know, open my store back up, you know, then everything will probably be, you know, panned out the way I need it to be. That's probably the sign. Because, you know, when you get to a point where you're overqualified for most of everything that they have, it's kind of like, you know, what's the whole point of even, you know, living this narrative? So when you're used to making your own money and making decisions, not having to worry about somebody telling you yes, no, or this, what time, I'm not built for corporate America. I'll do corporate America from my house. The only place that I can do corporate America from, because I can't do corporate America in corporate America.
I
don't
yeah,
fit in.
No, yeah,
I'm way
no,
too outspoken.
Yeah.
So
you.
When you come from that, it's hard, you know, coming out here, because some people try to come and adapt into corporate America, and I did. I came and I adapted, but then I realized that that's not for me. You know, I can't do that. So everything that I do, I have to hustle for. It's a good thing, but also,
you know, it can get stressful at times. But you know, it brings out certain things in you. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, I love to hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just when certain things and if you're a hustler, like you're gonna find a way. You know what I'm saying? And
New York, you pay what, like $1,800 for a studio apartment up there?
Oh,
like,
hell yeah! I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? You gotta hustle. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes my back get against the wall a little bit, but that's when I'm like, I'm a hustler. Like, and I done came up with this legal hustle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got hustlers. Shout out to all hustlers in all walks of life, but there's a lot of hustlers to be taking penitentiary chances. You know what I'm saying? But when you figure out how to do this legal hustle,
going on relocate to Atlanta.
Yeah, you know what? Atlanta is always intriguing to me because, you know, like I said, that's where my grandparents on both sides is from. You know what I'm saying? From Georgia, but one side is from Atlanta. So that Atlanta is just in me. You know what I'm saying? And but you never know.
Yeah,
you'll pay
less in rent. You'll pay half of what you're paying in rent for something way bigger. And then, you know, jumping in the real estate game here, you know, it's just, I mean, you got to come. You used to it being a doggy dog world because, I mean, you in NYC. So, you know, came here, you know, it's not a big deal because you're used to it.
Yeah, no, I love having options.
They could be trying to persuade
like California
you.
Too. Yeah, no, I love having options. You know what I'm saying? I do. You know, always having options. But Atlanta's definitely.
Well, California is a lateral move because California is just as expensive as New York or even more.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's why.
And it's always on fight. So why would you want to move to here?
He said, no, yeah, I got a bunch of family out there in Cali too. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how, like, my family tree has worked out. You know, we started in Georgia, and we spread out to the West Coast, Cali, went to New York. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the base is in Cleveland. You know, it's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, doing a lot of analyzing. You know, we had the blood, they call it the blood moon or lunar eclipse. So I feel like a lot of, like, you know, like the universe is so ill right now. You know what I'm saying?
But when you're conscious.
The energies.
When you're conscious, when you're with one. It's always like, you know, this journey, right? This journey was like the hardest 11 months of my life. I can't say I'm going to do it again. Like I told you, you know, I come from a line, and that's probably why I had it in me to do it. My grandmother is 55 plus years celibate. My mom was 15 years celibate, practicing celibacy before she past. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
wow. So you know
before.
That's what's up, and you did the knowledge on that.
It wasn't really
that.
As
you
hard,
know what you go for.
You know, as right, because I'm like, I tried to fall off a couple times. I was like, man, you know, but the cars, so it allows you to be conscious. It allows you to get in tune with
yourself. You know the pedigree you come from.
And
you know
guess
the pedigree.
What? The night that we had the full moon on the 27th, I was planning to, you know, be up and interact with it. And this particular night, I went to bed at 9 o'clock and then wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. That
oh, yeah.
one night.
So
and it was just what it's telling me I needed to rest to renew myself.
True.
Because I
true.
Woke up feeling like a completely different person.
True. Like that. And that's what's so dope, man. I see you on the same level as this. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you really start to, like, open your eyes up and you really, I mean, we, you know, we black folks in America, but when you really reconnect yourself with your spiritual being and you start to just see beyond that, you know that you come from a different place and you know certain things and, you know, the spirituality and then the universe and how everything just is connected. And you see how, you know, like I said, religion, and you just, you know, you can kind of see past all that to see a bigger purpose or bigger, like, you know, that you're part of something bigger than that, you know what I'm saying? And God is within you.
Right.
Oh, man. That's like, it's a total high. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I don't even know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the way I'm feeling, these intuitions, these thoughts, they just run through me. You know what I'm saying? And I know, like, it's just something, it's something with it.
E5.
And, yeah, so that's that. That's what's up. But we got like 2 minutes, so we, you know, probably should do our house cleaning.
Okay, let's
quick.
Try to do our house cleaning. You know, check me out on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One, THENEWMIZLUVLIZLSK, the number one. I also have a backup page that you guys have been following me on. So I don't know how you guys found that one, but it is me. I got the same, most of the same stuff on the main page on the backup page. But,
word,
you know, y'all been
page.
Finding that page there. I was like, oh, look
sure.
at this.
People creeping through, like, so, hold up. She got another one?
Twitter definitely still locked, but follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUV.
We gonna take that lock on that thing.
BLACK, the number one. I'll go in and just see if I... Okay, so, like, when you were talking about it, I'm like, listen, I was having a communication with Twitter. It wasn't no cleanup. They basically was like, okay, here's your warning. Here's
oh,
your warning.
Now, they're trying to put you in Twitter jail. Oh, shit. That's why you got it locked up still. Okay.
Yeah, like,
right.
Okay, now.
Call at me when you get off probation,
been
I guess.
For a long time. So this guy was like, okay, where my followers at? Y'all go give me my followers back? They was like, we need to humble you.
They got you on house arrest.
They needed to humble
social
me.
Media house arrest. Oh, shit. Hey,
I'm
on probation.
I'm going to take it off eventually.
So
I'm going to take it off eventually.
Okay, okay.
Off
I got
there.
You.
For right
you.
Now, just send a request to Ms. W. back to number one. If you would. Hey, shut up. If you would like a topic, if you would like to be on the show, send me an email or contact me in my inbox, inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Mobians, tell them where to find you.
Yeah, so definitely check me out on Instagram. It's MOBINNS at Mobins. You know, just keep it respectful. That's my personal page, as always. And then check me out on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You want to go back and forth, you want to get at me on a topic or something I said, follow me on Twitter. You know, talk to me. I talk back. The handle is at Mobins, MOBINNS. And, of course, if you want to be on the show, you can definitely get at me at my Gmail. Email me, mobins@gmail.com. Everything is Mobins, everything. So that's it.
Sorry about the technical difficulties tonight during the show. We normally don't have technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah.
That extreme.
All good.
But,
all good.
You know, we soldiers. So. Salute to everybody. See you guys next Sunday, 9 p.m. And we're going to let Mo Benz pick the topic.
Oh, yeah, I got y'all. I got y'all next week. You know what I'm saying? This is Lovely Black.
He owe us a topic. He owe us a
topic.
Yeah,
I'm going to come with something sexy. So, yeah, so get at us every Sunday. Everybody be safe, and we'll see you then. Take care.
Peace.
Okay.